Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Look Forward. I'm your host, Jay. I'm here with my co-host, Brad.
Coming to you live from a glass box of emotion.
Milk was a bad choice. look, Brad and I just had a little bit of a revelation here right before the before we hit record, which is the dark days are here again. Once again, we are standing at the precipice of democracy, Brad.
That was a nice 5 month reprieve that we got from it.
Yeah, no, it felt pretty good.
just allowed us to take a collective breath. Now yeah. We can go outside. We can visit restaurants and our other favorite, you know, haunts again.
and then back inside.
The sort of democracy still hangs above us.
Yes.
On a
sort of democracy.
Yeah. I was trying to figure out how I could like portmanteau like Damocles and democracy together, but I couldn't really.
democracy. It's fine. Last time we were saved by a septuagenarian at the last moment. This time, we're going to get fucked by a different septuagenarian, not the one who tried to fuck us last time.
Truly, I feel that only God can save us, and that's a shame because he's not real.
Yeah, no, we're fucked. We're solidly fucked. I think the only thing that can save us, if I'm being honest with myself, is another plague, perhaps, or someone weirdly grows a conscience, which I don't bank on in politics at all.
No.
Or we get incredibly lucky. Incredibly lucky. Which I think could happen just because of the nature and the confluence of events that is happening, which we'll talk about this week, that it could be another 2020 situation where people see it as such a dire moment that they just refuse to go quietly into that into the night. But I'm not banking on that either.
Drag Democrats kicking and screaming to saving democracy, or some Democrats, I should say.
Once again.
So the glass box analogy is apt, I feel, when it comes to one Joseph Robinette Mansion III.
We just assume his middle name is also Robinette.
It's probably like his middle name is probably like Billy Bob or something like that. He lives in
I love shooting tax and trade bills.
He lives on a boat.
I'm gonna sink that boat anyway.
So I'm trying to think of all the emotions that I feel when it comes to Joe Manchin. And honestly, like, the biggest emotion that I feel with him is I feel trapped by Joe Manchin, right? I feel trapped by Joe Manchin because I want to be unwaveringly filled with rage and vitriol that I can spew in his direction.
Yes.
But the point has been made by several people, which is a correct point, that if not for Joe Manchin, it could be way worse than it is right now. There's a lot of things we wouldn't have, like judges, and we would have gotten the For the People Act passed and all that stuff if Joe Manchin doesn't exist. But yet he's going to allow democracy to burn down for reasons that I can't truly figure out, which is the thing that is the most frustrating about the Joe Manchin situation, is that it vexes me. I can't figure out his motivations because they don't make any sense.
And what could you possibly mean by that, Brad?
Well, so Joe Manchin came out Sunday. He wrote an op-ed in the Charleston Gazette Mail, you know, the hot newspaper that's nationwide, straight from the printing presses of West Virginia, to talk about how he's going to oppose S1 or HR1 or the For the People Act or whatever you call it. He's going to oppose it. And the reason that he's going to oppose it is because he views it as partisan legislation. And it's partisan legislation that Democrat Joe Manchin himself co-sponsored in the last Congress to draft it, to bring it up in the Senate. That's how partisan it is, Jay. That Joe, it's such a good piece of legislation that Joe Manchin himself co-sponsored the bill, yet he will not vote for it because it's not bipartisan.
That's a different Joe Manchin. That Joe Manchin was a fucking hack, and a partisan prick. This new Joe Manchin the third, I might add. There's been two other versions of this asshole, and. Like, my feelings towards Joe Manchin are mostly anger, mm-hmm. a lot of hate, a lot of personal hate. Really, I am not a fan of that houseboat. I'd like the Looney Tunes style screw a hole into the bottom of it and let it sink to the bottom of the Anacostia River if I could. but... I think the thing that makes me the angriest towards him is the hypocrisy, is the knowing that you have a massive effect on the future of democracy, mm-hmm. and you are unwilling to help. You're unwilling to help. And his reasoning doesn't make sense because it's a lie.
It makes no sense. And of all people – to ask the best question to Joe Manchin over the weekend, of all the people that could have done it, can you guess who the person that asked the most effective question to Joe Manchin was?
No, I don't know.
It happened on a little program called Fox News Sunday.
Oh, my God.
And he was asked the question.
Chris Wallace?
By Chris Wallace. Chris Wallace has asked the best question of Joe Manchin that anyone has asked Joe Manchin so far.
Because he doesn't have to be scared of him.
Because he doesn't have to be scared. And he asked Joe Manchin, he said, why are you coming out opposed against the filibuster? And Joe Manchin says, well, there's seven Republicans that aren't scared to take tough votes, and we just have to find Republicans that aren't scared to take tough votes. And Chris Wallace followed up by saying, but by coming out and declaring that you are not willing to get rid of the filibuster, aren't you then giving Republicans the power to not have to make those tough calls because they know that you're not going to capitulate to them anyway? And he didn't really have an answer to that. Like he just kind of backed up to like, we just got to find people that are courageous. So Joe Manchin doesn't even know who those people are. Like, that's clear from this.
No, it's a fantasy.
He says he has seven people that, you know, vote their conscience. I count three maybe. Like, if you
Romney,
count Susan Collins
in Romney, Murkowski, and who else?
Right, Susan Collins sometimes,
right? She's a 50 right. 50.
And not when it counts. Like Pat Toomey, kind of maybe sometimes, because he doesn't care because he's not running again, I guess, you know, but still, like, okay, four ish.
It's mostly two.
And it, like you said, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense because, and meanwhile, while this is going on, Joe Manchin espouses the need for voting rights legislation to pass as Republican states around the country are passing bills to make voting more restrictive. Like, that's happening right now. Like, that's not a hypothetical thing that might happen.
It's not a
fantasy. It's literally happening in front of your face.
I mean, Texas right now, I believe it was Texas's AG admitted that had they not done what they did in 2020, Trump would have lost Texas. And now they're making all those restrictions permanent and worse. He would have lost Texas. Do you fucking hear this guy? I don't believe that.
Like, I really think that's just more to rile the base, like to really get them to buy into what is going on.
No,
I don't truly believe that.
No, I actually do, because here's the thing. If it's Texas, you don't have to convince Republicans that, like, who are you riling up by saying that? Hey, Trump would have lost if we didn't do all these crazy restrictions. That only makes Democrats more fucking apt to come out and fight. If we were that close, we could probably beat this guy. Republicans are like, it's Texas, baby. You ain't going to win this. Like, so they're already laid back. That would be like New Yorkers being like, oh, yeah, a Republican's going to win New York. It doesn't matter if Democrats say, hey, we change this thing. It doesn't do anything for them, right? They already have, whether it's false or true, a sense of inflated ego about it. So, but like getting back to Manchin, my biggest thing in, we're not going to talk about it much, but like there's another implication here besides Joe Manchin coming out against, you know, killing the filibuster, coming out against HR1, which is ridiculous because he was for HR1 a couple of weeks ago. Never forget that. That's the thing people don't mention is he was like, yeah, I'm for like a cutout of the filibuster to pass voting rights. Like that makes sense. But now all of a sudden he's now against it altogether. That's how you know it's a lie. All of it's a lie. All of it's a fucking lie. He's owned, right? Like they came to find out this week that he's getting all this pressure and probably money, because of course pressure isn't enough. Money, from the Koch brothers or Koch brother, right? The other one's dead. Good. and so he's being pressured by them to basically, you know, stall the Biden agenda, right? Like that's, he's easily corrupted, right? But it's all a lie, and it doesn't really make any sense, right? But Manchin's whole idea of what he sees as the like, we need to have these people come together and all this other bullshit, it's never going to make sense, right? Like you said, Chris Wallace, I guess, who could be a designated hitter for Thugs of News, when he's needed. Coming in and asking a proper question. You're giving cover to Republicans. This is what happens every single time the Democrats do shit like this. This happens every time people go, both sides are the same. You're not proving anything but giving cover. You're giving cover to the bad guys who want that shit to fail. And that's what he's doing. And I can't help but to think that he doesn't want this shit to pass because he doesn't give a fuck. He doesn't care. And I think,
well, and if that's the case, why are you there? What's the point? Like literally, what is the point of being an elected official if you're not going to do stuff? Like if you're just going to prevent things from happening. That's why Republicans don't make sense, because their whole brand is not letting things happen.
Right, and so letting the country fall further and further.
Right. So you don't have an idea, so you're just the vanguard against progress.
Right.
Which is stupid. Like, that doesn't make sense. Like, the whole point of elected politics is to make a difference and to use your influence and your power to advocate for change that makes the country better. Like, that's literally the whole purpose behind this experiment.
But
it's not there just to be a guard against things that you're afraid of.
But Brad, hello. The problem here, the flaw in your otherwise genius logic here is that America's already perfect and we don't need to change anything. Duh.
I mean, I'm sure it is for fucking Joe Manchin on his house foot on the Anacostia Riverfront.
But that's what I'm saying. For Republicans, why would they want to change? Why would they want to have more minorities in power and financially more stable? Why would they want to have more liberals, you know, telling them how to be more progressive on shit? Why would they want gay kids and trans folks to be more accepted? Why? Life was great before all those people were coming out of the closet and bothering me when I was at the discotheque or whatever the fuck these people were, right? Like, life was better. Life was better before rap music. And I loved it when I could listen to, you know, some good old fashioned harmonizing like that we stole from black people. I was okay with that. That's what I needed. I don't need all of this pressure and change. I want to conserve the things that were in my youth. Like, that is the fundamental weirdness of politics to me, is that one party literally has a name that designates, I don't want to change shit. And people go, fine with me. Why should we ever change anything? They're conservative. That's what their name means. It doesn't mean conserve the future. That's not what it means. Stay in the past. The past is safe. It's quiet. It's nice. It's It stays whiter later, if you know what I mean. Hello. Like, they don't want to change. It's in their name. But I failed to finish my one point. A thing that I don't know if Manchin realizes, or maybe he does, or maybe he doesn't give a fuck. It's not just about if democracy failing here. Mm-hmm. This week, today, Benjamin Netanyahu, who is, as we talked about, getting turfed out of power. You know what he did today? Yeah. You see the story?
Yeah, I did.
It's all rigged. It's Come all up, rigged. Baby. They screwed your boy. It's all fake. Fake news. Fake ballots. It's all fucking bullshit. I should stay in power. The election was false. Why? Because he saw his fucking big dumb friend do it up here. And to look what happened. Right? He didn't win. But look at the fucking army of morons he has behind him constantly fighting to try to overturn this election, right? When people say, oh, America is the beacon of the world, those kind of things annoy me and it feels like self-serving and ridiculous. But when they talk about America being an example as far as democracy in the world, that's absolutely true. And other countries
– because we were the first and we're the oldest. So.
Right. So guess what? Israel sees that shit and they go, all right. We're getting rid of democracy? Cool. Let's get rid of democracy. Because guess what? If that January 6th shit had worked, you would have seen coups all over the world.
Right.
All over the world.
Because if you're Netanyahu, what do you have to lose? Trump certainly hasn't paid any negative effects yet, because other than the fact that he's not in power. But right. He still has his army of idiots.
More on that later.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's you're absolutely correct about that. But of course, typical American Joe Manchin is incapable of seeing the world outside of the borders of the country, right. As many people are apt to do. It doesn't matter.
I don't think he sees much outside of the borders of D.C. Here's to be honest.
Again, so the argument is, he's not there to push his own agenda. He's there to represent his state. Okay, cool. You know how many West Virginians support H.R. 1?
It's like over 70%.
This heavy Republican state, the state that voted for Donald Trump by like 30 points or some dumb fucking crazy number like that. Like you said, Jay, it's like 76%.
Yeah.
And a majority of Republicans, like 60% of Republicans are like, yeah, because they're dumb enough to think that somehow transparency in voting benefits them, which is funny to me.
Yeah, like it don't.
Yeah, like it really doesn't.
Your party sucks. But look, but it's the right choice, right? Like you shouldn't just support something because your team might get a quick win. No, you do it because it's the right thing to do.
Right. So he's not even representing his constituents that put him in office. I would imagine that the vast majority of people that voted for Joe Manchin probably support this.
Yeah. Look, again, that's a question that should be brought up by people who don't give a fuck. Like the thugs of news. Like, I feel like that would be like, hey, really, dude, 76% of your constituents are for this. Are you against 76%? Like, you phrase it as Joe Manchin versus West Virginia, not Joe Manchin with West Virginia. You are on the opposite. You're on the opposite side of the field.
We really do need to be given credentials to cover the Senate because the thing is, like,
1 week. We'll get one solid week before we get it revoked.
We'll treat that shit like we're not scared of losing it.
Yeah.
We're not even supposed to have this.
Let's see how long. Let's see if they'll notice. Right? We switched your reporters with idiots from Baltimore. Let's see if they noticed. Is this Maxwell House?
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's the thing. You have to be willing to lose it and ask real questions. You have to.
I know Terrence hasn't done many episodes of Look Forward, but I do feel like
I would draft him
to be a field correspondent for
Yo, what the fuck is your problem? Like, oh my god, this guy's going places. I like the way you think. No, but I think people need to ask more pointed questions. And look, I think Chris Wallace is a dickbag. But the longer he's been at Fox News, he's become less of a dickbag because there's no fear of him losing his job. Right?
Well, and also I don't think he subscribes to the like insane right wing.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
Ideology that Fox News portrays. Like, well, I think he's kind of embarrassed at what Fox News has become to some extent. But at the same time, he also makes like $15 million a year.
Yeah, so. I mean, it's like Shep Smith. Like, how long are you going to stay there, dude? How long? Till they fire you? Till they fire you and then you go on CNBC or some shit? Oh, Shep's back. Oh, I bet he is. I bet he ain't making what he was making.
No, and not getting the same viewers either.
I ain't never seen a clip of that show. I've never seen it. Well, all I got to do is just get on there and be like, Sean Hannity fucking sucks. I'll watch. You got me. So, yeah, I mean, I guess a hearty welcome to the show and a fuck you, Joe Manchin, I think is appropriate.
It's the special interest part is the only thing that makes sense at this point, because there's no logical throughway to his thought process. There's even articles. I wish I remember where I saw it, and I wish I'd kept the link somewhere. Someone even linked an article from a few years back of Joe Manchin talking about how he was frustrated with the filibuster. So, like, he can't even pick a fucking lane in that argument.
No. Somebody stuffed his pockets with cash, and he was just like,
well, and, okay, and so, like I said, I'm embarrassed last week because I trashed Kyrsten Sinema and held up Joe Manchin as at least being some kind of an ideologue. But no, Joe Manchin is just as craven and stupid as the rest of them, and fuck him very much.
Now, you know, one thing before we move on to from this, I had posted this in our Discord. By the way, you can go to lookforwardshow.com/fans to sign up for Discord. It's free. Join our Discord group. One of the things that I posted today is, I understand why people are hyper focusing on killing the filibuster. I 100% agree with them. I think it should be killed yesterday, not even today. But know that it won't fix it.
No.
It won't. It won't fix it.
And nor will punishing Joe Manchin. Because that's the other thing that makes me feel trapped by Joe Manchin, is that Joe Manchin is also above really any consequences. As well, yes. Like the only consequence he may face is not getting reelected to, you know, fill his seat again, assuming he runs.
And that's like 2025
in 3 years. Yeah. Right. So because if you the point was made on Positive America, like if you kick Joe Manchin off of his committees, or if you strip him of his committee chair, because I think he's the chair of like the Energy Committee in the Senate or something like that. Then all Mitch McConnell's got to do is be like, you want that chair? You want that chairman back? That chairmanship back? Just come on over to the right side of the aisle, baby. Like, you got one foot over here already. You might as well take
it. Yeah, you're already 50% of the time over here.
And then you are truly fucked. Because then not only are you not going to pass anything you want anyway, then Mitch McConnell grinds all of your judges and everything else to a halt as well. So.
Right. Yeah, so you get nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I'm trying to think of what the solution is to Manchin, and I don't. I think the only solution is the Stacey Abrams solution, which is call everybody.
Call everybody, and that is the only solution. You have to
go to war.
You have to win. That you have to win enough seats that Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema, and whatever other fucking centrist-leaning Democrat that's too scared to be Joe Manchin or Kyrsten Sinema right now, so that they don't matter anymore. So that you have 50 people in the Senate who are just like, let's fucking go. Like, I may be a little scared because this is a little more progressive than I probably like, but at the same time,
I'm not trying to be Joe Manchin.
Right, we gotta go. We gotta go.
That's, I mean, what you need. Look, it's
and the problem is that the deck is stacked against us to achieve
it is.
That.
It is.
It's very, very difficult for us to achieve that. It's insane. Like it blows my mind that even 12 years ago,
we had 60.
We had a supermajority in the
Senate.
Not a supermajority, but a filibuster proof majority.
Right.
In the Senate.
For like 9 minutes.
Right. I get it. But again, 59 would be incredible. Like, if we had 59 right now.
Yeah,
we wouldn't be talking about Joe Manchin. We'd be talking about the passage of the fucking Fourth People Act. You know what I mean?
A passage of a whole lot of shit.
Right, the death of the filibuster.
Right.
So you got to win. That's the only solution. You can't wait on Joe Manchin to grow a conscience or to grow a pair of balls or whatever it is to save the day. Like, you just can't. You just have to win.
And look, I get it. Start getting fired up, Brad. I'm trying to keep my blood pressure down. Yeah. But look, I get it. And this is like, it feels almost Like, I'm a huge movie person, right? I'm a fucking nerd. But I get it. Like, you had to go to war against Thanos in 2020. Like, right? You had to get everybody. Yeah, you called as many fucking people as you knew, and you took to the battlefield, young people. And God bless you for it, even though I don't think God's real. Science bless you for it. You got out there, and you made it happen, and we kicked ass. But democracy and defending democracy, especially against Republicans, you know, defending it against, you know, enemies foreign and domestic, it ain't one time.
No.
It's constant. And guess what? It's every time. And guess what? You got to go to you got to go to battle again. Like, you thought it was over? You thought 2020 was it? This is a fucking utopia? No, motherfucker. We didn't win 70 seats. Like, we didn't win 90 seats. We won just enough to survive. You got to go to war again.
To quote Vietnam war hero John Rambo, nothing is over. Nothing.
Nothing's over until I get something to drink. But no, no, hold on. That was a Lipton iced tea, Rocky situation. But no, you got to go to war again. You have to. And you got to get yourself fired up. And look, look, young people who were like, we beat Trump. This is like my first election. We fucking did it. Ah, so awesome. Welcome to your first heartbreak. We all get them. We all get them. Y'all get them. And you get tired and you get worn out and it's exhausting because you threw everything. And I recognize that. You threw everything at Trump and the Republicans to win in 2020. And when you beat them, it like you didn't even beat them on the day. You still had to wait like a week and a half and it fucking sucked. But then you beat them and you made them leave. And then we had that horrible time where it was like pardoning everybody and his granddad and all this other shit. But we still got him out and we beat him. But the war ain't over. That was a battle. The war is not over. So you got to keep fighting. And you got to put your fucking big boy pants on or big girl pants on. And you got to suit up and you got to go to war again. Guess what? Like 2022 ain't that fucking far, man. It's not that far. It'll be here before you know it. Suit up. Get ready. Because this fight is up.
Depressing. Depressing to realize. But yes, you are 100% correct
right.
about that.
So like I need people to go, look. All right. I haven't done a rant in a while. You're welcome. Okay. But I'm going to do one now. I need people to stop all the fucking Rose Twitter bullshit and all the Joe Biden is blue Trump I saw this week. I'm like, go eat a bag of dicks. That's ridiculous. Grow up. Realize that this shit is fucking serious and that you don't get to fucking tuck your tail between your legs and go home. Because this time, if you do, it ain't 4 years of bullshit. It's over. It's over. It's over. Because if Republicans are able to get the House or the Senate this time before they can pass the For the People Act, you're fucked. You're fucked. Because it would require you then to win back both houses and keep Joe Biden in the presidency in 2024.
Or some other Democrat.
That is fucking hard. That's really hard, right? Winning re-elections, people are like, oh, look back at history. People won re-elections all the time. Not in the last number of years, right? Like, yes, Trump lost, and yes, I know there's been, like, Obama won, whatever. But Obama beat Romney. It was not a blowout like it was with McCain. It was not. And it gets razor thin. And Trump ain't done. And we're going to talk about another story. Trump has another avenue to make life a living hell for Americans. And it isn't the presidency. He don't even need it. And guess what? This path is fucking easier. And there's no way at this point to stop it if he wants to. Except for his ego, which is the only
thing. His ego is the biggest obstacle.
That is it. And general laziness.
Yeah.
General laziness. Yes. And whether or not he's wearing his pants backwards, I don't know. He was not, but he was definitely wearing a diaper.
He was definitely wearing a diaper. That's 100% true.
Right. So
and look, there's not get not fired there's anything up. Wrong. Not
get
there's
fired
anything
up,
wrong
man.
With that.
Get fired up.
But I don't really want my leaders to be openly incontinent. That's all.
Yeah. I mean, Joe Biden is a much brain idiot. He's not. He's not shitting his pants. I mean, that's your boy. That's your boy. By the way, one of the greatest stories this week about something coming out of Trump's mouth, which was incredible. It's one of my favorite stories, but somehow not the dumbest. All right. Yeah, so Schumer is trying to make Manchin feel bad by throwing up a bunch of bills that he knows that Manchin like co-sponsored and shit to watch Republicans destroy them. And he's like, dude, I told you. See what they're doing?
Look, I mean, this is what you have to do, though.
Yeah.
And like,
destroy everything he believes in.
And I would open up the door to them. I'd be like, hey, like, let's debate on this. Do you guys have some amendments that you'd like to propose?
Oh,
you guys
like to talk
about this bill, this legislation? Nah, fuck it. We're just going to threaten to filibuster it and just knock the shit down. That's all.
Cool. Great. Again, you could, without doing the filibuster, you know, getting rid of the filibuster, you could just make it a talking filibuster, and that would probably solve a lot of it. It wouldn't fix it.
It would solve some of it. It would force them to put their mouth where their money is, as it were.
And again, my point would be, you don't get to talk about just about anything. You have to talk about the bill. Talk about it for 4 days if you want to, and then we're going to vote on it. And if we get 50 votes, it's over. It's not that fucking hard.
But no, yeah, like this is really the only way that you can do is to try to force him to see the light of day.
Yep.
And make him see reality.
Yeah.
And make him understand that those seven Republicans that are willing to vote for, that aren't scared. So this
they don't exist.
Went down straight down party lines. For the Paycheck Fairness Act.
Yep.
that Joe Manchin co-sponsored.
Yep.
Straight down party lines. Where was Mitt Romney? Where was Lisa Murkowski? Where was Susan Collins? Where was Pat Toomey? Where was, you know,
anybody
else? Tim Scott or, you know, fucking whoever.
Yep.
None of them were there.
No, they're not here for you, dude. They don't give a fuck about you. Fuck out of here. Next story. Merrick Garland, baby, what is you doing?
This is a serious baby what is you doing story, and there's a part of it that I understand, and I'll let you tee it up first.
I'm of two minds on this story.
I am.
I think people are running to attack the DOJ on this. I get it, but I need people to read more than the headlines. That's the biggest point I can make here. The title is "Why on Earth is Biden's DOJ backing Trump in a rape denial case?" ? Which it should answer that in the fucking article, because writing a title like that is bullshit. like, stop asking questions. It's stupid.
I mean,
like,
even the strap line answers it somewhat.
Yeah.
If you just look 2 seconds below, like, you could have done a better better fucking headline, but okay.
Yeah, it this is the problem with like modern journalism. It's so key towards clicks instead of like, you know, facts and knowledge. So basically what's happening with this what's her name? Elaine Carroll or E. Jean Carroll, excuse me. Story, obviously, she's a woman who's like, hey, I got the fucking dress with Donald Trump's DNA on it. He tried, you know, he raped me or attempted to rape me. I think it's like he did rape me. I apologize. And so she's like, look, I got the dress. Like, fuck this guy. Let's go to court. I want to throw this asshole in prison. The DOJ is like, well, here's the thing. We're going to defend Trump because you're actually suing him for defamation. This is not – she's not suing him for the rape. Like, that's not the case that they're talking about. They're talking about the defamation case because Trump was like, hey, like, I wouldn't touch this woman. Maybe she's like, she's ugly or some shit like that, right? There's some shit Trump said while he was president. And so that's what's generating all these articles. The New York Times was the first one to come out with this, like, a bullshit headline about this, which really pissed me off because I'm like, wow, that's fucking crazy. What? And I read the article. I was like, that's not what they're doing at all. Okay. thanks for writing a crazy headline and then going the exact opposite in the article. So yeah, basically the DOJ rule is that they will defend any politician from a defamation case. Like, you can't sue a politician for defamation, because especially the president, because like it can stop them from doing their job. It like interpretation and things like that.
There's literally a law that exists.
Right.
That because it's the Department of Justice and it's an American law.
They have to.
They have to defend it. Like, right. It's not a choice. Because if they don't, then it could be used against them in a future case another time. Because then, because you can't pick and choose, because then, like, later on, when it's like, oh, like, we have to defend this other thing that's actually, like, legitimate. We should defend this, and then they can say, but you didn't do it this time, so why?
Get out of here, DOJ.
Right.
Not only that, but that also would give an opening to Trump. He could go after the DOJ if they
this is kind of the reason that you have a separation of powers. Like, if you want the DOJ to pull out of this, that's cool. You need the legislature to repeal the Westfall Act in order for that to happen. And then all of a sudden DOJ is like, this ain't our show. Like, there's nothing saying that we need to do anything about this here. So we're going to fucking bounce. And that's how this shit works. It's frustrating.
I mean,
and it's a bad look. Like it really doesn't look good, but that's not their fault. That's because people are ignorant to
what the law is,
how the fucking country works, but that's okay.
Right. Like as we've learned over the last 4+ years, yeah, ain't nothing changed about that. Like, that's just,
and nor is that a partisan issue.
No, it is not. America, no, so. There's plenty of people on the left who have no idea how the country works. Yeah. So yeah, they basically are like, look, we have to defend this, because there's a defamation suit. Okay. Like, there's nothing they can do about that. That's the law. My question is, why are you wasting your time on a defamation suit? Who gives a fuck? Like, you got hard evidence. Mm-hmm. Go the criminal route and get this guy. Like, I was thinking about this after I read the article the other day. I was like, they're literally doing the thing that we are supposed to have learned not to do over the last 4 years under Trump. Stop caring about what he says and about what he's doing. You are focusing on what he said. Nah, this just broad is ugly. Who gives a shit if he thinks you're ugly? I get it. Your feelings are hurt. He raped you. That's way bigger deal than what he thinks of you, like, personally.
Yeah, but you can't prosecute him for that at this point.
Why not?
Because there's a statute of limitations.
Oh, right.
On the crime that has well passed, unfortunately.
That's right.
So...
Well,
so she's taking what she can get, basically.
Yeah, well, you're fucked. I hate to say it. You're fucked. Why is there a statute of limitations on a rape case?
Because so if Law and Order Special Victims Unit has taught me anything, and it has, because of the reliability, like evidence can degrade and things of that nature, because there's a lot of like forensic evidence, like DNA, stuff like that, and, you know, rape kits and
But people get arrested for, like, people like having suppressed dreams of violence, like, of rape.
Look, I don't know. Like, kids. I don't know what to tell you. I'm just letting you know that.
Oh, I think you need to go back and watch more Law and Order Special Victims.
In New York City, the statute of limitations on rape is 5 years, according to Law and Order SVU, which Dick Wolf has no reason to lie, so...
I mean, he has a show in every state.
Yeah.
Law and Order, Ohio. Okay.
Like, except for Baltimore. David Simon owns all the Baltimore zoning rights for crime shows.
So. Yeah, no, that's true. Like, you don't come in, you don't encroach on David Simon's fucking territory of telling everyone about our horrible city that we love. But he does a really good job at it, and everyone loves David Simon's stuff.
Yeah.
Also, he has a hate for libertarians that I admire. Like, I find it. I'm like, wow, I hadn't thought of that insult. It's amazing. He shits on libertarians all the time. My neighbor is a huge David Simon fan. He sends me tweets from him all the time. I love it. It's always shitting on libertarians.
I don't know if we can get David Simon to come on Look Forward, but we probably could get him to come on Thugs of News.
Oh, I feel like that's true. I feel like that's true. Our breakout show. Where we just ask tough questions to David
Simon. Why the fuck would I... Would I interview with you on your little podcast? Well, we're from Baltimore, and we hate libertarians. Sign me up.
It's like, can I be a co-host? Yes. We're drafting David Simon for Thugs of News. That's right. As the fourth co-host of Look Forward, a rotating host, David Simon. Fuck the Republicans. Wow. I like you. You're awesome. So yeah, Merrick Garland, I'm not mad about the DOJ doing that. Like, it sucks, right? It's just bad luck.
Well, and also too, like, this is the nuts and bolts stuff of the DOJ that doesn't really change no matter who's in charge of it and which party's in charge of it. Like the things that change in departments based on who holds power in them is more philosophies, and it's more things that they choose to focus their efforts and energies on. Right. Like the fucking, the mill churns in the federal Department of Justice, no matter, like, on some level, no matter who is in the DOJ. Like, right. Like, you're going to have your rank and file people that are career DOJ folks that are supposed to deal with this shit all the time. And that's just running the mill business. Like, it's not exceptional. I guess it's newsworthy because, like, wow, Biden's just, you know, defending Trump, but the Bush White House had to defend things that they didn't agree with that the Clinton White House put into motion because right. That's their fucking job. Likewise, Obama with Bush. Likewise, right. You know, Trump with Obama. That's just how it goes.
Right. So. And then what you see is Republicans, a lot of times Republican presidents, will just be like, yeah, fuck it. Like, especially with the DOJ under Trump, it's just like, fuck the rules. And the problem is, this is a hangover from Trump. The Trump era is that when you flout the rules all the time, people just assume that flouting the rules is the rule.
Right.
Right. So the exception is the rule. So people are just like, why doesn't Joe Biden just flout the rules? But that's not how it's supposed to work. And the problem is, if he flouted the rules, Republicans would be like, cool, let's impeach him. And Democrats would be like, yeah, you're right. Because they actually believe in the law. They believe in the law, right? Republicans don't believe in the law. I saw somebody say this week, which I thought was really apropos. They were like, Democrats run to govern, and Republican or they pass laws to govern. Republicans pass laws to rule. It's true, right? Yeah. Like, they are always trying to pass things to give themselves deeper and deeper and deeper power that you can't wrench out of their hands. Democrats are like, why don't we do things to help the country? Right. And like, they don't try to wind democracy in it, like, into their own hand so that you can't remove it. Case in point, just quickly, the new Republican thing is, hey, I'm a Republican governor. I can do whatever I want. This is great. Here are all the laws. They're on the books. You know, no big deal. Oh, shit, I lost? Cool. Republican legislature in that state rip all of the power away from the governorship when a Democrat comes in right beforehand. And then they fight in a legal battle. The Democrat wins part of it, loses part of it. And so they inherently are less powerful. Republican gets back into governorship. They restore all those powers again. They do it every fucking time now. Why isn't there a federal law? Because there can't be, right? So you have to understand, like, when I see people go, well, Democrats aren't – every time they get in power, they always say, oh, well, we need one more person in power. We need this. This is why we can't do stuff. But if you understand how the machinations of the laws work, you would realize that they are running in the lane of doing what they are supposed to do. And not being a criminal organization versus a criminal organization.
It would be like if, like, in the UK, if Parliament and the monarchy held equivalent power, and they right. have two very different things driving them, essentially.
Right.
Like, the Parliament exists to basically encompass the will of the people, and the monarchy just, like, fuck it.
Fuck the
we
will
in
of
charge.
People.
Like, we doing it.
Right. Check out this sweet crown. Like, yeah, that's absolutely it. That's why you need things like HR1 to put everybody on the same, at least starting path.
Well, and again, the reason that they're doing it, Republicans are a lot of things and they're very stupid, but they're not stupid because they understand that the way the demographics in the country are shifting is moving away from them.
Yep.
And they understand that if they just try to go politics as usual, they will become a non-factor in a very short period of time. So they're finding ways to entrench themselves with as much power as possible from a minority position.
Right.
And the problem is, since, like you said, Democrats are not willing to get as dirty, which is probably a good thing ultimately, but in the short term, it really fucks you up.
Yep.
And stunts you essentially as you go back. So.
Yeah. No, I want Democrats to play it dirty, but the problem is once you start playing dirty, you don't go back.
Right. Then there's no rules at that point, and that become like that becomes the rule at that point. Is that, you know?
Yeah. What, do you have a plan? Yes, I have a plan. What's your plan? Attack. Like that's not a plan.
As they say, you cannot put the toothpaste back into the tube, as the old adage goes. So
that is correct.
Yes.
All right. So
this is a wild story to me. When you presented this to Andy and I was irritated because it's because it's plausible. It's my first instinct totally was that it's plausible, but my second instinct was, nah, like there's no way his pride would allow him to do this.
It's the only thing. So while on some talk show, Hugh Hewitt or one of those other fucking idiots.
Wayne Allen Root.
Oh, all right. Another idiot.
Yeah.
Wayne Allen Root decided, he was like, hey, you ever thought about just maybe running for the House in 2022? Then you could become the Speaker of the House. And then you could open up impeachment against Joe Biden for crimes against humanity. I don't know, because his drug-addled son used the N-word in a text message. Like, I don't know. That was right wing's new thing this week. Did you see? He said the N-word. What are you trying to defend black people? You don't give a fuck. Shut up. Get out of here. But this is a clever plan. This is a clever plan. There's no way that Donald Trump couldn't run for the House and win. There's no way.
Right.
He would destroy any Republican. No Republican would even run against him. That would be fucking crazy.
I don't think a Democrat would run against him. Not a House member.
Like, fuck that.
Yeah.
But he would trounce any local Democrat. Hey, I'm from District 5. Fuck off. Get out of here. Boom, you're done. It's over. So he would trounce anybody. So you can't keep him out if he wants to be in. He's too popular. Right. That would be like Obama running. like I'm running in like, you know, whatever Chicago district. Yeah, you're going to be in the House. It's fine. Like no one's going to stop you. That would be wild. Like two ex-presidents running in the House. But, you know, he would instantly make it to the House. Republicans are being the cucks that they are, would immediately give him the speakership. They would get right behind him. Like that's not even a question.
Assuming they took the House,
right?
Which Trump running would certainly fucking
energize him.
Energize his base.
It would.
For sure.
And look, equally it would energize Democrats, right? Like true. Let's get real.
Point.
Like, look. You put that dumb fuck's face on the ballot anywhere, people are going to be like, we dealt with you before. Like, we'll come back and fuck you up again. So people would be amped on both sides. But he would make it into – like, he would make it – at a minimum, he would make it into Congress. Like, that's 100%.
Yes.
Whether they take the House back is a point, right? He becomes – let's say they do. He becomes a speaker. The only thing stopping him is his ego. Does he want to take a lower position? And there's a good chance that he doesn't.
And you know what's ironic? You could make the argument. It's an argument. It's not an ironclad idea, but you could make the argument that in many cases, the Speaker of the House, in terms of government, technically more powerful than the president.
Yeah.
Because nothing can even get to the president.
It can't get out of fucking committee.
Yeah, if the speaker's not bringing it to the floor, and likewise with the Senate Majority Leader, but the speaker has a lot more tools and levers of power that the speaker, that the Senate majority leader doesn't have as well. It's a terrifying idea because everything you said would probably happen. But like you also said, I don't think his ego could handle going from president to being merely Speaker of the House, because that, you know, that's how he would view it. First of all,
oh, 100%,
because he doesn't think a shit of Nancy Pelosi or Paul Ryan for that matter.
Yeah,
to fucking be impressed by that position of Speaker in the House.
Right.
On the other hand, it would be amusing to watch him like heckling Joe Biden during like State of the Union address for those couple years.
Like sitting behind him.
Yeah.
Grimacing.
But also,
God, he would be awful.
Can you imagine if he ran for the House and lost?
Hold on. Which district is fucking Mar-a-Lago in?
I mean, he would probably pick like the safest district. But Mar-a-Lago itself, I think, is in the district, in whatever district Doral is in. So it's in like Northeast Florida.
No, but who's the congressman?
Got no idea.
Mar-a-Lago, Florida district. Hold on. Who's the poor
sap that's going home?
Yeah, it's Florida's 21st. Luis Frankel. Yeah. Good fucking luck. Preceded by Alan West.
Right?
Oh
God, that was Alan West district. Good Lord.
No, she's a Democrat.
So wait. So you're saying So you're saying there's a chance.
Not much of one.
not Luis Frankel. Like you can't run Luis Frankel against him and hope to
win. No.
Like surely there's like another Democrat we could find with like tangential Florida roots that we could run up against him that would stand a chance of beating him down.
A Republican who would go up against him in the primary?
No, a Democrat. I mean, I'm sorry. Oh. Did I say Republican? I meant a Democrat that could possibly stand a chance beating him.
I don't know of any.
Look, it's a backbench House seat. I know that we've lobbied and railed against like people that have no business getting into politics doing it. But look, for a backbench House seat, find a really popular liberal celebrity that we can all get behind. Hold on.
From Florida. Liberal celebrity.
This is the only time that I'll fucking allow it.
Yeah. No, I hear you. All right. Hold on. Famous people who live in Florida. The Rock.
Yes.
The Rock.
No, but The Rock's a Republican. So.
No, he's not. Dude, he supported Biden. No, he's not.
Did he?
Yeah.
Interesting.
No, The Rock. He's the solution. He's the solution. Holy shit. He's the solution.
So we have to get after, The Rock to run.
After all of this time, I finally get it. This is the thing. This is The Rock's calling.
But he's from Miami. So he could be accused of being a carpenter.
No, who cares? Who cares? No, it's fine. It's fine. I'll allow it. Everyone would allow it. No, it's The Rock. It's The Rock, John Cena, or Pitbull. That's it. That's all we got.
I feel like Pitbull could pull in the Latino vote pretty well. So
yeah,
let's make it happen.
Let The Rock run and let Pitbull do the music. It's fine. We could win this.
But then again,
we could beat
it. It's Northeast Florida, not as big of a Latino population in Northeast Florida. It's basically Georgia.
No, it's The Rock. That The Rock is literally the only person I could think of that's popularity is so big that people would go, yeah, I mean, we already had Trump as a representative, but yeah, we get The Rock as a representative. That's kind of awesome. I feel like he could draft him, though.
You have to be like, look, like, can you just like take one for the team for 2 years? Like I know, like, you can still do your movies. Like, we don't even need you to show up to vote.
Right. Just strip him of all, like, of all power. Like, he just gets in. He has no power. It's like, just go do your movies, man. Look, you come back, you do a vote, right? You, like, lift some weights or whatever and get the fuck out of here. Right. It's fine. We'll pay you to not do movies for 2 years if you want to do this. It's fine. No, I think it's The Rock.
Yeah.
I think it's The Rock. Yeah, like, Matt Damon?
Nah, Matt Damon I don't think has the broad appeal that we need to get in there.
I feel
like it couldn't be like just a regular it couldn't be a white guy. Like we have to get someone who, you know, popular.
Hold on. I might have another one, Brad.
Who's that?
Hold on. Damn it! Is that the only place he lives? Damn it. I thought Robert Downey Jr. might live in Florida. I was like,
oh, see that we could do.
Yo, you can't beat Iron Man, yo. If Iron Man ran for the house, he wins. Iron Man is bigger than Donald Trump. No, Iron Man wins that.
Then you're gonna vote against Tony Stark? Get the fuck out of here.
No, you're not. Look, get Industrial Light and Magic, help him do the campaign shit. It'd be awesome. You get Thor to show up, Captain America. Get all of them. Get it, the Avengers all show up in his ad. Come on. Boom. He wins. In a landslide, Tony Stark becomes president.
Becomes president. We don't need him to get president. We just need him to become.
No, it's fine. No, you know, he just skips right past the House race.
Representative for District 21 in Florida.
Yes. What am I doing here? Nothing. Okay. No, I in all honesty, I think you run The Rock. You have to. He's the only choice. I am advocating for The Rock to run for office. Yep. I like it.
The only position.
The only position. That's it. Then after this, get the fuck out of here. Like, you're not qualified for this. This is serious democracy business, but we need you to save it. Oh, well,
maybe he can learn.
Look, starting at the house, you know. There's nothing wrong with the house. Yeah. He was like, I'm going to run for president. I don't need all that. You start in the house. That's fine. Sonny Bono was in the house. It's fine. If Louis Gohmert can be in the house, more on him later, than anybody can be in the house, including me. I'm at least as dumb.
I am 100% certain, considering that, like, Louis Gohmert, Matt Gaetz, Tad Cadworth, you know, all these fucking idiots. Like, the fact that they are in the House of Representatives, I 100% know I could make an effective legislator.
Oh, 100%. If I did not have hours upon hours of
incriminating
evidence of what I think.
But then again, Matt Gaetz is a pedophile. He's still not re-elected. Tad Cadworth is a literal Nazi.
Yeah, he's
and he's in the house.
Yeah, yeah, but they're Republicans, and we all know.
That's true.
I mean, Louis Gohmert, spoiler alert for a later story, thinks that if, like, you can change the Earth's orbit with a couple of trees. like he literally was like, I know some people think I'm the dumbest man in Congress. Yeah. Yeah.
You are.
Like,
Oh my God.
That guy's an idiot.
Is that story the Gohmert story?
Yes.
In here? Okay, cool. I can't wait to talk about it. I can't wait to have Louis Gohmert explain to us how the physics of the universe can be altered
via trees. He's a fucking idiot. I enjoyed my title for that story. next up, boy, is this not a good story. So a Trump appointed judge in California, Judge Roger Benitez, compared an AR-15 rifle to a Swiss Army knife as he overturned the assault weapons ban in the state of California. He basically, in a polarizing decision on Friday night, federal judge struck down California's 32-year-old ban on assault weapons, ruling that it violated the American constitutional right to own guns for self-protection. In the 94-page decision, he compared the AR-15 to a Swiss Army knife and falsely claimed that more Californians had died from COVID-19 vaccine than from mass shootings. This is actually going to a higher court.
No shit.
Yeah, California was like, get the entire fuck out of here. But
and it will get overturned once it hits the Ninth Circuit.
Like
there's no doubt about that.
Gone.
Where we go from there?
I mean, but the fact that they even had this level of victory is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, It's an assault weapon.
And here's the funny thing. So, like, what was the I can't remember the fucking name of the case in 2012 that was the famous, like, gun rights case in DC. Do you remember, like, it was started with an H. It was the most notable, like.
Oh yeah, it's the one that basically fucked everything over. I forget the
name. But even in that decision, Scalia, who wrote the opinion for the majority in the decision, even said in there that the right to own guns doesn't mean you have the right to own any guns. Like, right. That's even in that opinion for that case.
Right. What if I want to own a minigun?
Right. So if the Supreme Court does what the Supreme Court says they do and go on precedent, perhaps you can listen to the precedent of Antonin Scalia, noted liberal,
card-carrying liberal,
Antonin Scalia, and maybe realize that it's fine that some states have a assault weapons ban in place. That in fact is not unconstitutional.
Right. Look, I hope that in a couple of years, whenever we get President Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she just bans all assault weapons forever. Like, this shit is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. I need to have this. Why? For hunting. With an AR-15? Are you really hunting, or are you just making Swiss cheese? What the fuck are you talking about? If you can't hit a deer with an AR-15, maybe hunting's not your thing. Maybe it's not. It should be a bolt-action gun, period. Be a real hunter. You know, why do you need all that extra shit? Huh? All your scopes and shit, huh? I thought you were a real man. Like, get out of here. You get an old-looking glass, one of those bolt-action guns, and that's enough. Stop trying to just kill everything in your wake, you small-dicked person. And you know, the dick of the brain, because women can also be small addicted people too. Noted filthy capitalist, Elizabeth Warren, also, you know, my homegirl, goes after Bitcoin this week. Look, spoiler alert. Everybody was going after fucking cryptocurrency this week, boy.
And finding it.
Yeah.
Apparently, too.
And boy, how. Surprise, surprise. Elizabeth Warren on Wednesday expressed her displeasure with Bitcoin, calling it, quote, terrible currency that really only useful for criminals and speculative investors. I am one of those speculative investors. How dare you, Elizabeth? I'm more of a Doge man myself.
I mean, here's the problem. Really, all currency is terrible.
Well, that's why it's all bullshit, right? I saw somebody comment. They were like, you know, because I think it was some South American country, San Salvador, I think.
It was El Salvador.
Or El Salvador, excuse me.
Is accepting Bitcoin now as legal
tender.
Which
all right,
how? But okay,
but someone's like, well, so somebody pays me $100 in, you know, like $100 equivalent in Bitcoin or 100 bitcoins for something in the beginning of the day. When I close my register at the end of the day, it's only worth $75. That's ridiculous. I was like, so you mean like regular currency? Like, you do know the value of a dollar.
Yeah, fluctuates.
What the hell are you talking about?
Like, not that wildly. It's a bit more stable.
Yeah,
than
it's
that,
a bit more stable than that. But like, like, that's how the dollar works.
Yeah. It's literally how any
currency works,
or any like holding works.
Anything
in general.
Right.
Like back
baseball
in the day,
cards.
Like, when it was like, yeah, when Mark. It was like, ah, like gold's the thing. Like, we got to mine the gold. Well, it's not like gold's worth $100 all the time. Like no. Sometimes it's worth more and sometimes it's worth less.
That's why it didn't make sense to stay on the gold standard, you fucking psycho libertarians. No, we need to be on the gold standard. So massive inflation then? All right, got it. I mean, it's not that different than what we have now, I guess, but you know, they don't.
But work. But you mentioned like baseball cards. Like money is no different than like if our national currency became like Pokemon cards. Like, you know, Ah, cool. I got a Charizard that can buy me a fucking big screen TV. Like it's no different. It's all the same.
No, it's just what we have money.
Right. Money has more backing from like central banks and shit like that. Like that's all it right. is. If digital currency became, even she talks about it, like, you know, digital currency from central banks has great promise. If you could get banks to back it so that people didn't have to worry about having a Dogecoin that's worth, you know, $10,000 one minute and then like $50 the next. Yeah. Yeah. then it could absolutely be.
Yo, awesome. Let me pull up my account and tell you not what I have in it because that's irrelevant. It's like $40.
I will say I did finally sell my, my small amounts of AMC stock that I had now that they blew up finally.
Oh yeah. Did you make a lot?
Yeah.
Did you make?
I didn't invest a lot, so I didn't make a lot. But I cleared like 250%. So
hey, that's not bad.
I'll take it.
I mean, I've made a significant amount on Bitcoin, like a lot. I'm kidding. I've made $0. I'm very upset that I didn't buy Bitcoin earlier.
There's a lot of things that I'm upset about. I'm upset that that right after I started working at GameStop, they didn't give us options.
Oh, that's right. Oh, my yeah. God. How nice would that have been? Jesus.
It would have been great. It would have been great.
Oh, damn. I didn't think about that. Wow. You
Because
really
I probably fun. Wouldn't have sold him. I probably just would have let him ride. So.
Yeah, why the fuck? And then you look like, yeah. Holy shit. Woo!
So.
I'm rich. But look, it's the thing is, like, I think – if I look, like Doge has increased in the last year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by some ridiculous amount.
No, dude, it's take a guess at what the percentage was at the
oh,
highest.
Oh, that Doge has increased by?
Yeah.
In the last year?
Yeah. This calendar year.
20,000%.
That's ridiculous, Brad. Give me a real number.
That is a real number.
It's 27,000%.
I'm sorry. I was only off by
7,000%. It's a stupid number, right?
It's a ridiculous
number. It's like 0.00018, and now it's like 70 cents. It's like I'm a billionaire, right?
Right. But again, this is the gold of the 21st century. Like, it's hard to get. Only certain people have the expertise and the technical skills to get it. And that's why it's worth a shitload of money. The right. more prevalent something like this becomes, the less it's going to be worth because there's going to be more of them out there. It's like it's literally like anything else. And I get what Liz Warren is saying here.
Yep.
And she's right. Like right now, it's only useful to criminals and speculative investors because those are the only people that have the means to deal with it.
Right.
But there will come a point where it's actually
I mean, do you,
useful.
Okay. Do you think that cryptocurrency is as it stands right now, it's like it's a Wild West, right? Do you think do you think most of them die off or get banned? And then, you know, like you get the e-coin from fucking Bank of America or whatever?
First of all, if whatever standard cryptocurrency that comes out isn't called credits and therefore validating all the science fiction that exists ever.
Yes.
I'm going to be highly disappointed.
I agree with that. Like,
right.
Come on, man. Credits.
Come on.
Like,
yeah. It's right.
And look, I don't give me all this like bullshit. One credit to $1. Okay. Like,
yeah.
That's all I need. Like, don't make it complicated.
Now, that being said, option number two, and I'm not a big Final Fantasy VII fan, but if you want to call it Gil, I'm fine with that too.
Gil.
I'm fine with that too. But anyway,
and by the way, don't try to slide in your anti Final Fantasy VII bullshit
on this podcast. Yeah. Are we past the hour mark?
Yes, we are.
Cloud sucks. He's the worst character. Anyway,
I love how I wouldn't say it before the hour. I don't want to offend anybody.
You got to pay for that hot take.
That's right.
No, once credits roll out and that they become the standard, then yeah, the other stuff dies off because I think people only speculate in this stuff because
it's nothing else
worth it to do it right now. Like once it becomes a non-speculative industry, no one's going to give a shit about this stuff because once there's a standard, it becomes like Bitcoin and Dogecoin and whatever fuck coin someone comes up with becomes inconvenient to move.
Right. And at this point, there are not a lot of places where you can actually buy.
Right.
And have it as a wallet. Like that's, there's not a lot of places that do that. Right.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people use.
I mean, it's really like most people that use it, it's a holding. Like most of the people that have Bitcoin don't own Bitcoin. Well, I guess they do own Bitcoin, but they bought it through an investor, not through.
not by
mining it themselves. And,
well,
and
not even, but it, not even right. But not even that. It's like Robinhood, which is one that a lot of people use. This is the one I use, right? Because it's like super easy and not complex. You can't just spend Dogecoin. Like I have Doge, but I can't just go and spend it somewhere. I would have to sell the Doge and then it goes into my wallet. Then I could use it. But I couldn't just be like, give me 10, like, you know, I can't go to a gas station and be like, give me 10 Doge on number 5. Like that shit doesn't work, right? Like it'd be sweet if it did, but it doesn't work like that. So, there are some that actually let you keep it as a wallet, but they're few and far between apps and they're a lot more complex to use. So, I don't know. I don't think Warren's incorrect here at all.
Well, and the point she makes is actually more salient that no one ever talks about with this kind of stuff. And we've talked about it on Dense Pixels because it also affects the pivot that the game industry is slowly making, is that the energy consumption that comes with mining cryptocurrency is
crazy.
Insane. Like how much carbon emission is tied into the stuff like that, which is the same for the game industry when it comes to like streaming games. It jacks up the carbon emissions by like a factor of 10 compared to what it is if you just download the game.
Yep.
So it's, I think she's more correct about that.
Yeah.
And that's a more salient point that we need to figure out before this can really take off. So.
Right. Look, I mean, there is definitely an argument to be made that, if you could figure out the energy consumption issue, like that could be pretty cool. Like if you built a bunch of mining computers, but you had them running off of solar panels or some shit, like then who cares? But considering people aren't doing that, it's a little difficult. Also, you know, let it not be missed that, the FBI, has proven that they can track your bitcoins and get them back. So good luck with all that cybercrime shit. Good luck with all that. Look, I'm just trying to see if I can make enough money off of Doge in some like last ditch effort, to just grab a bunch of quick cash. I don't give a shit about cryptocurrency at all. I really don't. I'm not like, time to sell all of my stuff and throw it into Doge. Like, that's stupid. Don't do that. But at the same time, like, got a couple $100 to throw out there and possibly lose or possibly make a lot of money. Yeah. Go for it.
Here's $500. Let me buy 0.0005 Dogecoins.
Right. Right. Like,
let me buy five ten thousandths of a Dogecoin.
No, you'd be able to buy a bunch of Dogecoin for a very little amount of money. I have almost 1,000 Dogecoins. They're worthless. I mean, they're worth like 33 cents or some shit. But earlier this year, they were worth 70 cents. So look, only thing that needs to happen, and is why I don't even fucking touch it. Only thing that needs to happen for me, if Dogecoin goes crazy, someone's like, I love Shiba Inu dogs. And like they go and it goes fucking nuts. Or Elon Musk gets like a fucking Doge emblem tattooed on his chest for some reason, or names his next kid Doge or some stupid shit. He probably would. Who cares? And it suddenly is like, it's worth $1,000. Guess what? Great for me. I'm going to fucking sell it. Here you go.
That's what you could do so that you should email Elon Musk and tell him to endorse Doge so that you can get the money, because all you're going to do is turn around and give the money back to him anyway. That's going to pay for your Halo Warthog when that comes out.
Yeah. I want that Warthog. Dude, there was an article that said if you invested $100, I think it was, into Dogecoin.
Yeah.
But at
you mean Bitcoin?
No. This was Dogecoin. No, I'm sorry. I think it was if you invested $1,000 into Dogecoin, before January 1st of this year, when it hit its peak, you could have paid for a Tesla Model Y free and clear. If you $1,000, didn't touch it, it hit 70 cents, I'm out. Like, that's it. Brand new car for $1,000 you spent. You had to do any machinations, anything. That's how it was, a 27,000% increase.
Yeah.
Thanks. Of course, I got in on the, not on the tail end, but not on the high end. God damn it. Or not on the low end. I was so pissed. I was like, oh, that's a stupid thing. That'll never make any money. All right. You never know. Like, you never know. Yeah. And by the time you hear about it, you're too late. So,
like I said, great. Thank God we base pretty much our entire economic system off of this fucking
guesswork.
Gambling mechanism.
Yeah. It's just Doge, cryptocurrency is guesswork. So is the financial system. What the fuck are you talking about? All of it is.
Yeah, like I said, I'd rather just go play roulette because it's a lot more fun, and I feel like that I at least have an effect on whether or not I'm going to win or lose.
Well, what was it? Lewis Black's whole thing is like, hey, if you want to play roulette, just flush
a quarter down
the toilet, and if you flush enough of them, maybe it'll get backed up, and you'll be a winner. Like, yeah, that's basically what we're doing. Next up, ProPublica, quietly kept the best at this, the best, mm-hmm. period, at real hard nose reporting, no bullshit, just real hard nose reporting. You should read more ProPublica if you aren't. Had an article, the secret IRS files, troves of never before seen records reveal how the wealthiest avoid income tax. They got Bloomberg up there. They got, Warren Buffett, Jeff Bezos, and the Doge father himself, Elon Musk. And like these guys, they didn't pay shit. Like they really, they don't pay anything. I think it was like on average, they basically, their true tax was, it says, according to Forbes, 25 people saw their worth rise a collective $401 billion from 2014 to 2018. They paid a total of $13.6 billion in federal income taxes in those 5 years. The IRS data shows. That's a staggering sum, but it amounts to a true tax of only 3.4%
mm-hmm.
per person. Look. I don't know what to tell you, man. Warren Buffett. So these numbers are from 2014 to 2018. Warren Buffett's true tax rate, 0.1%. Jeff Bezos, sucker, 0.98%. Michael Bloomberg, clearly an idiot. He's paying 1.3%. Dude, what are you doing? Call Buffett's guy. Elon Musk, a true humanitarian, 3.27% he paid. That fucker made $13.9 billion and he paid $1.5 billion. That's fucking... Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry. He made $13.9 billion. He only reported making $1.5 billion and he only paid $455 million.
Yes.
Fuck out of it. Warren Buffett only paid $23 million in taxes.
On a reported earnings of $125 million.
And he actually made $24 billion.
Yep. It's cool. Well, as rich people are fond of saying, you don't get rich by spending it, Jay.
No, you clearly do not.
This is the biggest thing, right? Like, if you want to... That's why it frustrates me that Democrats and Republicans both, well, Republicans not so much because these are the constituents and they have no interest in getting more money from them, but Democrats really have to get wonky, and it sucks because it's not sexy, right? Like, you can't run on, we gotta fix the tax code so billionaires pay their fair share. It's not a winning political argument that gets you elected.
Unfortunately, it did not help the person who should have been president.
No. Certainly didn't. But that would fix a lot. So like,
yeah,
just a little bit. I mean, so just looking at Jeff Bezos specifically, because he's the easiest one to suss out, because his earnings over this 5-year period was just about $100 billion on the nose.
Yes,
if Jeff Bezos was forced to pay the tax rate that people in that income group would normally have to pay, which is like 36%, that's $36 billion coming in to the federal government.
It's a lot of money
from one person. That's one person paying for the yearly budget of how many departments, how many programs.
Right. These four guys,
you want universal health care? Tax these four guys at the rate that they're supposed
to be. That's enough.
Taxed. Just these four guys. Have the E-triple-B bill that taxes Elon, Bloomberg, Bezos, and Buffett, their normal tax rate, to pay for universal health care. Done. Wipe your hands clean. It's done. You did it.
This is what I don't understand about
being rich. And these guys still have more money than they know what to do with.
Yeah. This is what I don't understand about being rich. Like, that's how when people joke, Jay's rich. Like, no, I'm not. Because if I were, if I truly were, not like you poor people, what you think rich is. No, come on. I mean, like, really rich, right? If I was truly rich, again, the amount of goodwill you could build across the world by just doing the minimum of paying your taxes. You don't have to do anything else. Hey, you haven't given a charity. I paid $36 billion in taxes. Fuck you. I don't have to do anything. I'm going to go live in my tower. Shut up. You don't have to do anything. Just pay your taxes. Pay your fair share, man. That's it. Pay your fair share. You benefit from all the shit that society has given you the opportunity to do. Pay your taxes. But I would just go, you made $100 billion.
That's the thing that also flooded
me. Who cares? About
that is you have this fucking whacked out libertarian argument. Like, oh, they earned it, so they should get to do it. They earned it based on the propping up of the systems that the government has allowed them to exist in.
Right.
Like it's not like they did it on their own despite the government. No. They built it on that foundation.
Right. How much does Jeff Bezos's business depend on public roads that we pay for? On
public roads, the post office.
Right.
The internet, which is, you know, paid for by other companies that are regulated by the government. The internet don't work without electricity. Last time I checked, kind of important.
Right. Like roads alone, if they said no more roads for Jeff Bezos, his business would crumble. Right. They'd have to do the drone. They'd have to do the drones.
They would make all the drones. And then now we're rolling the ball towards Skynet at light speed. I mean,
we're like 5 years out. But but you know what I mean? Like it would crush his business. It would crush it.
Oh, 100%.
Right. So, like, to the point where they're so big that now they have Amazon delivery trucks, right? Like, UPS and FedEx couldn't keep up with the amount of shit that they sell. I'm not buying this idea that, like, they're doing it all on their own. They're not doing it. He's not. That's silly.
How many grants and how many tax breaks have they gotten just in property tax because they've decided to build facilities and warehouses?
Right. And they exploit
from local governments. Yeah, absolutely. They exploit it.
Right.
You know, everyone remembers the fucking, you know, Amazon Olympics from a couple years ago when they were building a new facility and people yelled at AOC because she basically organized to help keep them from getting tax breaks from the state of New York. And then they're like, oh, we're not going to build it there. People are like, oh, she fucked us over. And then where do they build it? In New York.
Yep.
Because eventually demand wins out over, you know, practicality. They were just trying to work the system.
Right. And also, he's got $100 billion.
Right.
Like, he made $100 billion personally. He made $100 billion personally, and they still built it in New York. He'll be fine.
Right.
Also,
the amount of tears and digital ink and fucking violin playing by poor fucking white people on social media and in person about the richest people in the fucking world is staggering to me. And again, it's like you said, it's because these fucking people in this fucking country has tricked these people into defending their right and ability to own more money than fucking God, because this could be you one day.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, Billy Joe Bob Jean. It's not.
It's never going to be you.
It's not going to be you. It's not going to be your kids. It's not going to be your kids' kids. And it's not going to be their kids. Because they're going to live in the same podunk Alabama town their entire fucking lives, shooting cans off a fucking fence with a fucking pellet gun.
Bold action. Not an AR-15.
Yeah, dreaming to the fucking stars that maybe one day, too, I'll be able to give a shit about the inheritance tax or about the estate tax. I'll have enough money that my heirs can get all my millions without any interference from the government. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I mean, it's pitch perfect. Like, it's, again, You've suckered serfs into arguing for their lords.
It's literally what it is.
Yeah. It's literally what it is. We can't go after Jeff Bezos. Why not? He's got enough money. He's got enough money that he's now made that company that he built from the ground up, in fairness. It's a $1 trillion company. He's leaving. He's just taking a space ride for a couple of hours, then coming back to Earth. He's got that kind of money.
Yeah.
Fuck y'all. I'm going to space for a minute. I'll be back. By the way, if that don't go well, that's a hell of an end to that story. oof. It's a hell of an end. That rocket just blows up shit.
If it blows up, that's one thing. If he let's say he dies or something in space because he doesn't have the right stuff, as it were. Then I'm worried, right? Because then we're going to stunt the ability to colonize Mars, and we're going to need to colonize Mars because we're destroying Earth, and we're going to need another planet to evacuate to.
Let me tell you
at some point before we all die.
Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
Let me start. You didn't hear this anywhere else. You heard this here first. here first. If Jeff Bezos dies during this space adventure, it is fake, and he is hiding somewhere else with all of his money. He's gone. This is a fucking elaborate plot for Jeff Bezos to leave us all and go live his life unencumbered by laws, like he is right now. Yeah, he's gonna leave. So. Oh, it exploded! Poor Jeff Bezos! He's like, yeah, poor me. Bye! I'm out of here. He's already on horse.
Are we going to get like random Jeff Bezos sightings like we had with like Elvis and random South American countries?
Yeah, like Tupac.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to he'll be still putting out products. He'll be still putting out products on Amazon, like with his face.
It's either Jeff Bezos or Agent 47 found a terrible disguise to try to kill somebody
on this same
remote island.
Yeah. So. It's the same guy. Agent 47 has two mommies. That was Evan McMullen. Who didn't like that guy? He was awesome. All right.
But no, tax rich people. Tax them. Get the IRS after them.
E-triple-B. I think you're right.
Do what you got to do.
Yeah. I think the E-triple-B is the perfect perfect thing. Bitcoin is untraceable. Hilarious. All right,
you have three this week of stupid stories, which is incredible, quite frankly.
Do you know the first one by the title?
I haven't seen this video.
No. Oh, hold.
No, I haven't seen it yet. Are you gonna play it?
Yeah. Oh yes. Oh yes.
Fantastic.
I will. Hold on. I titled this "America, Welcome to Die." Brad, you should know the reference to that. A doctor, I put that in massive quotes, a doctor, a Cleveland doctor, told Ohio lawmakers about some of the side effects of the COVID vaccine. going to play a little bit of this because I think it is. Is remarkable the right word?
I mean, it is technically the right word.
Hold on. Let me. I really don't want to fuck this up. I want this to play as cleanly as it can, because this is some next level shit. All right. I think we got this. Hold on. Here we go.
Cleveland doctor and anti-vaccine advocate went on a rant about 5G internet and metal objects sticking to the bodies of vaccinated people while giving testimony at an Ohio State House Health Committee meeting today. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny did this while testifying in favor of House Bill 248, which would keep a business or the government from requiring vaccinations.
But I'm sure you've seen the pictures all over the internet of people who've had these shots and now they're magnetized. They can put a key on their forehead, it sticks. They can put spoons and forks all over them and they can stick. Because now we think that there's a metal piece to that. There has been people who've long suspected that there was some sort of an interface, yet to be defined, an interface between what's being injected in these shots and all of the 5G towers.
To be very clear, medical professionals and the makers of the vaccines have clarified over and over that the COVID-19 vaccine does not contain metals, nor is there any evidence that wireless communications, whether 5G or earlier versions, harm the immune system. Those theories gained momentum in 2019 from Russian state media outlets, which helped push the disinformation into the United States domestic conversation.
All right. Brad, you are a representative of the Caucasoids this week.
I'm forced to own it, unfortunately.
Yes, these are your people. You guys aren't the only ones who believe this bullshit. 5G and stuff like that.
Hang on. I just gotta check something. It didn't stick.
All right.
Might have been too heavy though as a watch, so I don't know if that's.
Do I have a key of some sort? I don't. I am amazed that white people run this country.
Period. No. I'm amazed that white people. Period. That's
right. No. Full stop. But I'm amazed that white people run this country, and yet so many of them are fucking idiots. Like, she's a medical doctor. Medical doctor.
In fairness, she does live
I don't have an answer for you.
She does live in Cleveland, whose lake at one point was so polluted that it literally caught on fire. And I'd have to imagine that's like somewhat of a source of drinking water for Ohioans.
Oh no.
So it's incredibly possible that, you know, she might not be all there.
Might not be all there.
And,
might
and again,
not be all there.
As I've advocated several times, if we've learned nothing in the last several years, do not put your faith in the intelligence of doctors, because there are a lot of doctors who are very stupid.
Yeah.
About a great many things.
My luggage.
what is she a doctor in? Like, what's her specialty?
Phrenology? I don't fucking know. Holy shit. I don't know. Like, I have no idea. She's an idiot. What? I don't know.
Oh my god! What if she was a phrenologist?
She's like, no, but she just feel the
like hand. She's like the only one left.
she's got a Wikipedia entry. What? All right, hold on. What is she? What does she have a doctorate in? She has a. All right. Sherry Tenpenny is an osteopathic physician.
You'll have to forgive me. I will admit I don't know what osteopathic means.
Like your foot or something. I don't know.
That would be podiatrist.
I don't know what that means. I don't know.
Well, we're going to Google it.
Yeah.
Okay, so osteoporosis, which, you know, I would assume an osteopathic doctor treats, it's a bone tissue disease. So she's a bone doctor, basically.
I think her brain has become a bone, because that shit don't work anymore. What the fuck? She went to real medical school, man.
Does Cleveland even have 5G towers?
No, I doubt it. I doubt it.
Yeah, not yet. They're not big enough yet.
I mean, I feel like they don't have a lot of things.
Unfortunately,
that song "Cleveland Rocks" is a lie.
I feel terrible for. I feel terrible for her. No, I don't. That's a lie. I don't feel terrible for her. I enjoy how she's probably about to lose all of her clientele because she has a memorable name, right? Or all of her clientele, but she has a memorable name. So if
nah,
someone
yo.
Refers you to Dr. Tenpenny, you're going to be like,
no,
I don't know about that.
I don't want to go. That. I don't want to go.
She was the magnet, the key magnet lady. Like, no. No, we don't want that to happen. What is she talking about?
So I saw another woman at this Ohio thing. She did it. She put a key and it stuck. And she was like, oh, fuck yeah.
It can only be magnets that could do that.
Like your skin is flat and it's like oily. So like,
yeah, it sticks.
It sticks for like that can happen to anybody. And then she tried to do it on her neck where it doesn't have the same oils or whatever. And it was like, it didn't stick. She was like, well, you saw it worked on the other thing. She's like, I don't know why it's not working there. It's not working because it's not a fucking magnet, you idiot. Also, how are you an anti-vaxxer? And did you get the vaccine? Like, what are you talking about? Also, this is an easily disproven thing. Why would you make that lie? Or maybe she actually believes it, which is crazy.
Either that or she's like a fucking S-tier level troll.
Which I think she believes it.
Which if that was the case, I would applaud her.
No, I think she believes it. No, because back in 2017, old Tenpenny and her business partner, Matthew Hunt, have taught six-week, $623 courses titled, quote, Mastering Vaccine Info Bootcamp.
There we go. All right. See, now the threads are starting to.
There you go.
So she has an agenda, basically.
Yeah. Designed to sow seeds of doubt regarding public health information.
There we go.
During the course, Tenpenny explains her views on the immune system and vaccines, and Hunt instructs participants on how best to use persuasion tactics and conversations to communicate the information. So they're grifters.
I really need people that prop these people up. To understand how science works, because yes, you can easily find 2% of doctors and learned people to endorse whatever nonsense theory that you want to come up with.
Of course.
But science is a consensus industry. So even if you find the 2%, I feel like you got to go with the other 98% that are like, these guys are fucking stupid.
That's correct.
Yeah. It's kind of how that works.
Yeah. Here's another gem. In February 2021 video, Tenpenny claimed that COVID-19 vaccines cause death and autoimmune diseases, saying, quote, some people are going to die from the vaccine directly, but a large number of people are going to start getting horribly sick and get all kinds of autoimmune diseases 42 days to maybe a year out. What a very specific 42 days. Not 41. Don't be ridiculous. 42 or up to a year. So we'll see. I mean, I've definitely had the vaccine longer than 42 days. I felt a little bloated today, but you know, I took some gas X and I was fine. So, whatever. But yeah. She's an idiot. By the way, not the biggest idiot on this week in stupid.
No, I mean it's a real top three situation here, and again somehow Donald Trump not number one.
No,
with this thing that he said, which again a wild thing to say, a wild thing to utter publicly.
Right, it's one thing to ponder it.
Thought, right, it, to have the thought enter your head. And for you to say, this sounds like something that needs to come out of my mouth right now.
I need people to tie this quote to me forever. Okay. So with all the cyber attacks and cryptocurrency and you know, it's a very complicated issue. And you know, pipelines are getting shut down. And meatpacking industry was shut down for a while. And you know, potential meat shortages across the country and potential gas shortages. It's a very complicated issue. What do you do harboring, you know, state terrorism and all this other stuff from Russia? All this shit, right? Wow, that is complex, Brad. It's a super complex idea. So somebody asked Donald Trump. They said, so what do you think about this? During an interview on Fox Business, host Stuart Varney, that fucking jackass, asked Trump about how the United States should respond to cyber attacks like the one that recently happened with the Colonial Pipeline. Quote, the way you stop it is you go back to a much more old-fashioned form of accounting and things. You know, I have a son who is so good about computers. He's a young person, and he can make these things sing when you put everything on the internet and on all the machine, on all these machines. You never see a piece of paper. I really think you got to go back to a different form of accounting, a different form of compiling information. Young people can't walk without computers. He's advocating that we just stop using computers. In 2021. Or that we print a receipt for compiling information. Does he understand how compiling information works? I'm going to guess he's not talking about printing receipts. I'm guessing that he means stop using computers because he doesn't use computers because he's an idiot.
Famously. Despite the fact that he literally exists because of Twitter.
Right. No, he only uses his phone.
Right, which, you know.
No, just stop using computers.
Don't tell him it's a tiny computer.
Yeah. Just stop using.
How do I tweet from this rotary phone? I don't understand.
How about I write it down on a note, then you go over to a computer, you type it, and you send it. I don't want to touch that thing.
Here's what we do. Here's how we tweet without the computers. I hire a person. They don't get paid. I hire a person in every major city. And whenever I tell them what I want, I pick up my rotary phone. They pick up theirs and I tell them what to say. They write it down on a piece of paper and then they run up to the highest rooftop in the city and they yell it out so that everyone has to hear it.
And they don't listen to any replies, except if unless it's a neo-Nazi, then they will repeat that thing without fact-checking. Another thing he was asked about, Bitcoin.
If there's ever anything that I wanted to know, it's Donald Trump's thoughts on cryptocurrency.
Which, to Stuart Varney's credit, you're just trolling at that point. You know this man don't know jack shit about cryptocurrency. Come on. This is how I know Donald Trump doesn't know anything about it, because he starts out exactly how he always starts out. He says, that's another beauty. Like, he always uses, like, fanciful, you know, like very like loving terms when he doesn't know shit, right? That's what he does. The currency of this world should be the dollar.
Of the world.
Should be the dollar.
The world.
Fuck now, everyone now, else's again, currency.
Now again, he doesn't understand how currency works.
No.
Because literally the dollar is the US's currency because US banks back it. And that's why other my head hurts.
No, but the thing here, Brad, that you're not understanding is that the dollar that like I love how Republicans didn't catch on to that, right? And didn't latch onto it.
Yeah.
Isn't that a one world currency? Isn't that like a one world government? Isn't that what you guys are terrified of? Right? Donald Trump is advocating for it. $1, man. That's it. So the currency of this world should be the dollar. And I don't think we should have all the bitcoins of the world out there. I think that you should regulate them very, very high. So there you go. Donald Trump.
Pro-regulation.
Pro-regulation. Also, I think he thinks that bitcoins is a type, or rather bitcoins is like a general term for cryptocurrency, and doesn't realize that bitcoins are a type of cryptocurrency.
Pay him whatever money you want. Like Don Jr. has like cameos now, right? Like it's like $600.
Yeah.
Can we raise $600 and get Don Jr. to talk about like just describe cryptocurrency for me, please. And just listen to the fucking word vomit that comes out of his mouth. I feel like it would be worthwhile. a worthwhile expenditure of $600.
Yes. Yeah. No, absolutely.
To watch that fucking coke-addled moron try to fucking describe what cryptocurrency is.
It's long division. Well, I mean, arguably.
You would think as a noted criminal that Donald Trump would love cryptocurrency.
You would think, but noted as a noted moron, no.
Yes.
No.
Again, this is the dude that famously hates emails.
Yeah.
Famously hates emails.
Because he says that all of his buddies who ever got in trouble, it was because of email. Yeah, because they were doing crimes.
Yeah.
They were hella into crime. Last story, person, woman, forest, climate, TV. Oh boy. Let me see. I got to see if I can get this audio. Cause this,
please do.
This audio.
Oh my God.
Oh, yep. Hold on. Hold. Cause this is amazing. One Lewis J. Gohmert, decided that he was going to ask the Forest Service, Bureau of Land Management, about climate change. Look, this guy is a fucking hero. He's a fucking hero. All right, here we go.
And I understand from what's been testified to the Forest Service and the BLM, you want very much to work on the issue of climate change. I was informed by the immediate past director of NASA that they have found that the moon's orbit is changing slightly, and so is the Earth's orbit around the sun. We know there's been significant solar flare activity. And so is there anything that the National Forest Service or BLM can do to change the course of the moon's orbit or the Earth's orbit around the sun? Obviously, that would have profound effects on our climate.
Oh my God. I would have to follow up with you on that one, Mr. Gohmert.
Yeah. Well, if you figure out a way that you in the Forest Service can make that change, I'd like to know. Also, just to put on your...
I like how she totally, like, dementia grandpa'd him.
if we plant more trees, we can change the direction of the earth.
When your fucking grandpa, like his brain worms radiate out of him, he's like, I hate all the blacks. And he's like, all right, grandpa.
So all right, relax. Yeah, get back in the home.
Holy shit. Holy fucking shit.
I'm at least this dumb. I could be a congressperson. Like, this is ridiculous.
I would love for Louis Gohmert to brainstorm some ideas of how we could change how we, man, would be able to change the moon's orbit from Earth and likewise the Earth's orbit around the sun. I'm happy that he did at least correctly acknowledge that the Earth does indeed orbit the sun. My worry was that he was like, no, the Earth is the stationary one.
Yeah.
And it's the sun that was.
Yeah, it's more of a he's more of a Earth centric guy.
I would love to hear Louis Gohmert brainstorm some ideas of how we could make that happen. Let's fire a giant rocket at the moon, and that'll knock it off kilter a little bit.
Why don't we
we'll also have like massive tsunamis everywhere because of how it will affect the tides. But you know,
why not just hire a guy to write, you know, chair on it, and then we stop him in the midst of it. And it's just there all the time.
Shoot a laser.
Yeah. But I just.
Well, for the sun is easier. Like, I feel like you hold up a giant, like, Wile E. Coyote Acme-sized magnet with only negative polarity and just hold it in the direction of the sun, and that will push us further away from the sun.
No, that is incorrect. You wouldn't have to do that. I feel like there's probably – hold on.
I don't want to. I'm going to prove you wrong. Just a second. Hold on. I'm about to blow your fucking mind, Brad. I'm about to blow your mind. In the world, Brad, we are getting close to 460 million people being vaccinated. That is a ton of human magnets. Once we reach a billion, it will just repel the sun on its own. And here, listen to you. Listen to how stupid. Listen to how stupid you are that you are gonna pay when we're already almost there. Idiot. All you need is just like a billion people.
So basically, once everyone gets vaccinated, we're just be hanging out next to Mars, be like, "What up, Mars?
Yeah, that's right.
How are you doing?
Yeah. That's how
We're on the same orbital path now.
Yeah. But like. One of the things that's the most insane part of this, besides, hey, why don't we call the Bureau of Land Management and like the portion, I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? What's weird is he's acknowledging that, like you said, like what could humans do to change the orbit of the Earth or the orbit of the moon? But he still doesn't believe in climate change. He thinks that humans could like make enough trees or you know, grow enough trees or plant enough trees or put them on a like maybe he thinks like if you put enough trees on one side of the earth, like it tilts. I don't know. Like it weighs more. But he believes that there is a way to do that. But he also believes us driving cars and rolling coal and pickup trucks every day, all day, has no effect on anything else. Again, that is a question that should be proposed by the thugs of news, because no one has had that hot take, and it's a pretty obvious one. How do you believe this and not that?
It's true.
I was like, so surely you should agree that like man has profound effect on climate change. No. But if we plant enough trees, we could change the Earth's orbit. The Earth's orbit. That's insane. It's insane. God, he's fucking idiot. Also, just can we just plant more trees? Like, that's actually a good idea. Like,
yeah, no, it's fantastic. Like, I'm fully behind it. It's,
by the way, that's something we should be working on instead of cloning people and animals and shit. Clone trees. Figure out how to clone more trees, like full size trees. Like, that would be helpful.
This person has won multiple elections to sit in the chamber of the two, you know, heads of government in this country.
Yeah.
People of Tyler, Texas. What the fuck
are you doing?
You
know what? I just realized something, Brad.
What's that?
You're correct. You're correct about something. Before we get out of here, you're absolutely correct. Donald Trump is not going to run for the House. He's not going to sit next to Louie Gohmert. He can't sit next to that guy. He can't go from being the president with two scoops of ice cream dinners to sitting next to, hey, maybe we should just plant more trees to change the Earth's orbit guy. Come on. Nah, yeah, that's impossible. I mean, Trump is dumb, but even he's not that dumb. I think. Maybe.
I would love to hear Donald Trump explain the solar system to me.
The soul system. No, I don't need that. I don't need that kind of
headache. Ask him how many AU the Earth is from the sun. It's a trick question, but ask him anyway. See what he says. see what he tries to make up.
Well,
to make it sound like he knows what the fuck that
well,
is.
Well, that's a beauty, Brad. Here's the thing about the Earth. So beautiful. And when you're in space, it's gorgeous and sexy like a Slovenian prostitute, if you will. But that's all I have to say about that. We need less bitcoins out there.
The Earth, it's so many AUs from the sun. Probably the most AUs of any planet from the sun, the greatest sun in the world.
So some say.
I think getting more popular all the time. The sun
getting more popular. We have a lot of the sun down in Mar-a-Lago. We do.
Yeah, Earth has more AUs than any planet. Certainly more than Mars. certainly more than the moon. The moon actually. Very few AUs compared to Earth. Many people don't know that's the case.
That's pretty spot on, actually. That's not bad. when it comes to doing an impression of Donald Trump not knowing anything, Brad's right there. He's got it. Absolutely, absolutely right. All right. That is going to be it for us. Any final thoughts there, Brad?
I'm glad we could laugh. At the end of this episode, because the beginning was a big downer. Yes. But like I said, if you paid your $5 or your $50, then hopefully we brought some levity to break up the crushing reality that we all have to endure thanks to Joseph Robinette Manchin III.
Oh, Joey. Hope somebody sinks that boat.
Just saying. Like you said, just get like the hand drill.
Yeah, that's all you need.
Let's make it happen. Yeah. So.
All right. There you go. Get out there and do your worst, people. Sink Joe Manchin's
that's right.
Fucking houseboat. God, that would be hilarious if it was just like breaking news on from the Hill Reporter. Joe Manchin's houseboat sinks in a fiery blaze. Like, whoa. I was at home.
Sinks in a fiery blaze. Holy shit.
Just saying. Maybe someone should do that. I've got an alibi. I'm at home with my family. Just saying.
But in all seriousness, like fuck that dude every day of the week. Yeah. until he can fucking realize what's going on in front of his face, if he even cares.
If he even cares. That's the problem. So. All right. That's it for us, and we will see you guys next week.
See ya.